Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Several Massachusetts agencies are still investigating the triple murder that took place in Weymouth last month. Among other things, they're looking at whether social service systems could have helped the 18-year-old suspect, Donald Rudolph, who's accused of killing his mother, sister, and mother's boyfriend. At various times in his life, Rudolph had been involved with the state's child welfare, mental health, and criminal justice systems. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, this is the second such tragedy in Massachusetts this year involving a young man who, quote, aged out of the child welfare system.
The first tragedy was in January when a worker at a Lowell homeless shelter was stabbed to death at his job. Police say Jose Roldan was killed by shelter resident 19-year-old Pericles Clergeau. Clergeau had been in state care since he was 12 and has a long history of mental health issues. Jose Roldan was a former shelter resident. In fact, that's where he met his girlfriend, Mary Ann Bowman. She says Jose and other shelter residents told her that Pericles Clergeau was deeply troubled.
He'd have his phone out and saying, oh, I'm going to kill somebody. I am. In fact, they told me that when Jose's laying on the floor, bleeding to death, Pericles took the knife out and then went like in a circle and said, don't anybody come near us, and it's all your fault. You made me do this. You made me kill him.
Clergeau's first psychiatric hospitalization reportedly came when he was in elementary school after he beat a boy with a chair. He was in and out of foster care placements and treatment programs, almost every one of them marked by violence. Once Clergeau turned 17, the age at which young people can be charged as adults in Massachusetts, he racked up criminal charges. So Clergeau was involved in the child welfare, mental health, juvenile justice, and adult criminal justice systems. Nevertheless, once he turned 18, he wound up at the Lowell homeless shelter with nowhere else to go and with his background unknown to those around him. Mary Ann Davis is a national researcher of so-called transition-age youth at UMass Medical School in Worcester. She says compared with other states, Massachusetts provides a safety net for this age group, but it doesn't catch everybody.
I would say one of the major frontiers in adult mental health in particular is the improvement of services and access for young adults in the system. And even though Massachusetts has really worked hard to try to improve their services, there still are many, many, many problems with this age group being able to access the mental health treatment that they need, and not just the mental health treatment that they need, the important services that help young people function well and stay out of trouble.
Davis says one major problem is that once children turn 16, they can decline some services. Once they're 18, they don't have to participate at all, and their records are confidential, even from their parents or caregivers. So young people can end up with no services and no one overseeing their care. Some call it falling through the cracks. Others say there's not even a strong enough system to fall through.
I think the system is designed to have cracks.
John Darrell is the defense attorney for a young man charged in a tragedy with similar circumstances. His client is Donald Rudolph, the teen accused of killing his family in Weymouth. Rudolph was in state foster care for a time and was working with the Department of Children and Families until he turned 18 last year. The department says Rudolph voluntarily asked to continue receiving services, but those ended in May because Rudolph was no longer cooperating.
The system has cracks in it, and some people are unable to navigate around those cracks. Donald could not navigate it. As a result, his issues were not completely addressed. His issues were greater than the system's.
Attorney Darrell says at the time of the murders, Rudolph was essentially living on the streets, occasionally with his father in Quincy or his mother in Weymouth. Since May, when his state services ended, Rudolph was charged in two criminal cases and was placed on probation. Darrell describes Rudolph as psychotic, a sick boy from a loving family. And he says not much has changed since he first described his client at his arraignment last month. This is what Darrell told the court.
I had to tell the young man what he was being charged with, and he was shocked. I've been a lawyer for 30 years. And when I see this in somebody, I realize there's an issue here. Multiple hospitalizations, multiple prescriptions, multiple diagnoses, on and on and on. We have a tragedy for all of the family, of course, and we have a tragedy also in this young man.
Rudolph is still undergoing a psychiatric evaluation at Bridgewater State Hospital that should be completed by the end of the month. Mary Lou Sutters, with the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, is calling for another evaluation of the state agencies that at times served both of these teenagers now charged with murder.
I think what's troubling about them is they're both young men in their early 18, 19, 20-year-olds who'd had a fair amount, in fact, a lot of contact with the public system, and terrible tragedies arose. And I think that for the public to have public trust and for all of us who care about kids in the system, we need to really understand what happened and what perhaps should have happened differently or what lessons are to be learned for the future.
Several state agencies are looking at what lessons might be learned from these cases. Department of Children and Families Commissioner Angelo McLean says his department is reviewing its involvement with Donald Rudolph and his family. Commissioner McLean says overall, though, the Massachusetts system for transition-age youth is strong and has been able to maintain services despite deep budget cuts.
Our agency's had over $100 million cut out of our budget. Over the last 3 years, we've not cut funding for transition-age youth. We've preserved that funding, and we actually have, over the last 5 years, have doubled the number of young adults that remain with the department after their 18th birthday.
McLean says the state knows how to meet the needs of these young people, but is trying to improve so another young adult doesn't end up becoming another tragedy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.